Have I worn out my welcome living principle? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Have I worn out my welcome living principle? You know, we live in a world where we are with a lot of people who have a lot of different desires and a lot of different aims and a lot of different values. And because we live in this world where people have all these different values, we feel that our values are correct and other people's values may not be correct. And this is where we get ourselves into the trouble. I have not worn out my welcome because I'm living principle. I have worn out my welcome because I'm trying to make other people live my principle. If I am an orderly person and I put things away and I keep my house in order and I'm not overzealous about it, but I keep my home in order and I keep my world in order and I like to put my pencils in the proper order on my desk and things like that. And I just like to do that. And I find really most people like to do that too, but everyone doesn't do that because that's just not what they have made a habit for themselves. Hey, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? Have I made living principle a habit for me? When I put my desk in order, when I put my life in order, and when I do things in an orderly way, as far as I'm concerned, I am living my principle. I am fulfilling my principle. Now, if somebody comes in and sits at my desk and rearranges my desk and my pencils and the various things I have there because they want to use them for themselves, which is perfectly okay because I have offered my desk for someone to sit and use. Now, if someone sits there and rearranges my pencils and rearranges my papers and things and does their thing there, they push my stuff out of the way so that they can work, do I become upset about it? Do I wear out my welcome by being irritated by what someone does at my orderly desk? If I am, I'm very foolish. Now, when the person finishes at my desk and goes about their work, whatever it may be, goes about their business, maybe never to see him again, do I go to my desk and say, oh, darn, they messed everything up, oh, they did this, or do I just, in a nice, gentle, quiet way, giving thanks that I have that wonderful desk, that I have all those things to put in order, do I just naturally, orderly put them away because it's my habit? Principle of living an orderly life is my habit. It doesn't have to be anybody else's habit. I can walk through houses of people all over the world, and their houses may be in disarray according to my way. But according to their way, it may be a lived-in house, a house where the family is happy and the world is happy. They're doing things that delight them. Now, if the house is constantly in disarray, if the house is constantly out of balance, if the family themselves are unhappy with each other and they don't know why they're unhappy with each other, and if the family themselves are getting on each other's nerves and are being unhappy to the world, then I know what the reason is. And I just go around being me. And I really don't mind when I go into other people's houses. If I am sitting in their living room, I don't mind dusting the furniture near me. And I don't dust it with an obvious disdain of saying, you keep a dirty house. It's just that I'm sitting there and I like to polish things. And oftentimes I'll sit at a table with someone. And at the table they'll have some salt shakers or something. And salt shakers are a little undusted or corroded or they're salty on the edges. I'll take a napkin and I'll take it in salt shaker and just wipe it all clean and make it all nice and even take the cover off and straighten it out a little bit and not make a fuss about it. And I'll talk and I'll just talk as if I'm doing the most normal thing in the world. And then Ellen comes up to me and she says, Herb, I saw what you did there. And I said, wait a minute, what did I do? I wasn't even aware that I had done it because I just make things orderly in my world. She says, I saw you do that. Do what, Ellen? I saw you take that salt shaker and polish it up and make it all pretty. Oh, yeah, I guess it did. You know, Herb, my husband Elias, he always did things like that, too. He would sit at the table and talk with people, and he would take some little piece of whatever from the table, salt shaker, pepper shaker, or whatever, and he would sit there and he would just gently polish it, not with the disdain, not with saying they are dirty housekeepers, but just with the loving, gentle touch of saying, isn't it pretty? It just polished it up so pretty. It's so nice, you know. That's lovely. And he's sort of living his principle that way too. But the thing is, when we live our principle by doing things like that, we are not necessarily making ourselves ingratiated into the lives of other people. They don't necessarily feel very, very happy with us around, because we are not able to overlook in other people's lives those things that we would like to see in the way that we would like them to be. Now, can you go around the world and look at things and people and houses and places and whatever, and regardless that you see them sort of out of order, regardless that you see them sort of in disarray, can you be untouched by it? Can you be untouched by it? Or if you're touched by it, then you're not a very balanced person. Oh, you may have principles, you may have order, you may have the feeling that you're just doing everything beautiful, but you do sort of wear out your welcome. And you wear out your welcome when you do things like that, because you are not happy in yourself. If you can look at a beautiful sunset and you say, wow, what a sunset, what a glorious sunset. And you look at it and you think, isn't that beautiful? That is so marvelous. That is so exciting. And it is. It is so exciting. Then the sun ends, sunset ends, and the darkness comes. And you say, oh, darn, it gets dark so quick. It gets dark so quick. And then when the night comes, you say, I can't see a thing. I have to just wait and adjust my eyes. If you or I, in going through an experience like that, we come upon the sunset and we say, wow, what a glorious sunset. And then we just relax and soak it up and enjoy it. We don't say, I wish I were at home, or I wish I were up in the mountaintops, or I wish I were somewhere else enjoying the sunset, because from there I could get much, much better view. No, from right where I am, I get a beautiful view. Right looking down this alley, looking over this garbage dump, looking over the burned out forest, looking over the empty river, looking over an accident, looking over anything, and I see the sunset. Do I really see the sunset, or do I see all of the anomalies that go on about it? Am I able to be so living principle that nobody even knows that I'm living principle? They just say, hey, that person's got a pretty balanced attitude toward life. That person is a pretty sensible, caring person. And if we live in that manner, if we live in that balanced way, we'll never wear out our welcome. 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 We'll be living principle. Now, a mathematician lives principle. He lives the principle of mathematics. And he knows mathematics, and he understands mathematics, and he shares mathematics. He lives mathematics. And then he gets into a situation where someone has taken mathematics all askew, and they have misused misused mathematics. They've just taken, they've been illegal, they've been dishonest, they've been incorrect in something that they've done. And then if I look at them and I say, oh, that's how you use your mathematics, that's how you do that, I don't say that. I don't say that at all. All I say is that there is an orderly way to do that, and if you'd like to do that, that's good. If you don't like to do that, then adios, I'll see you another time. But the thing is, I don't dwell in areas where people are not living according to the principles that I hold dear. If I am shown a movie, and the movie is abundantly strewn with sexual activities, rather than just sensitive, caring activities between people, I have a tendency not to want to watch that sort of movie. The moment I get the drift of the movie and it's not my type of movie, I turn away from it. If I am even in the beginning of watching a movie that has a tendency to violate the principles that I believe are true and valuable, I turn away from them. When I turn away from it, I'm oftentimes called a prude, or I'm called a person who is double-sided, you know. You like beautiful bodies, but you don't like sex. Well, it's not that I don't like sex. Sex in its right place is just wonderful. And beautiful bodies are always wonderful, regardless of where they are. But sex is out of place in certain times and certain deals, as far as I'm concerned. Now, you go to some primitive tribes where all the family lives in one room, and several families live in one room, and men and women have relationships with each other in the middle of the room while other people are there, and other things are going on, because that's their home. That's just their life. That's just their way. And nobody thinks anything about it, because that's their world. That's their little cubbyhole. Jesus said, you wouldn't cover your light with a bushel because you were angry at your neighbor, because you would lose the light too. Well, what that meant was that in those societies, many people lived together, and they had to ignore what other people were doing and not think it was right or wrong, but it was just, that was their home. And so what they did in their home was the most natural, normal thing for them to do. But when I go into a movie theater, I go into any type of video that we might have, and I see it as a super descriptive experience of a sexual experience that is not something that turns me on. I like movies that have nice stories to them. I don't like maudlin movies. I don't like movies that are sorry for themselves, people in it, and where people are just living a very difficult life. Because when I see that, then it makes me feel almost dirty inside. I don't like that at all. I don't think I need to do that to myself. And so I exit the movie, I exit the video, or I just take a nap. And that's probably the easiest thing to do, is just sort of drift away and nap, and nobody thinks that you're upset about anything, or that you're not approving of something. But they just say, oh, he fell asleep. And you see, we have the opportunity, but even that, I don't like to sleep in the presence of experiences and raucous things that are I don't want into my subliminal consciousness, because my subliminal consciousness is just as much my real consciousness as my consciousness is. Because what goes on in my subliminal consciousness is something that I really know quite well. I really know indeed what it just is going on and doing it, and I want no part of that. Have I worn out my welcome? If you live principle, you don't wear out your welcome. You just live principle. But when you try to tell other people how to live principle, or what they should do, or how they should change their life, then you are not really a welcome guest. And that's the way it should be. Because I can live my own life, and that's sufficient unto itself. And when I live my own life as beautifully and honorably and wonderfully as I can, then I am the happy person. But the minute I try to tell other people how to live their lives, even as a teacher or a sharer or as a parent, even as a boss or any other relationship I might have to people in my world, I'm out of order. And when I'm out of order, I feel bad myself. I feel unhappy myself because I'm not getting them to do the things that I'd like them to do. Whereas it's really none of my business to get them to do things I'd like them to do. My business is to live the principle myself, to so completely live the principle, to so completely believe in it, that that's all that matters. And you can be sure, when I live that way, I will never wear out my welcome. I will always be welcome in any home, because they know that I have unconditional love. and I have no judgments whatsoever about what they do. If they ever do anything that is not my principle, I turn my attention away from it, and I turn my attention to principle. And it's not for me to tell another person what to do. It's only for me to do what I know is right for me to do. This day I live principle as I always live it. And I see you, each of you, living principle just the same way that I do, and finding it to be the most exciting, enjoyable, satisfying, fulfilling adventure in life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.